Joining me now for a look at the equity space is Viv Govender from Rand Swiss Offshore. Thank you so much for your time, Viv. April was quite a tough month for the markets. And I mean, just going into the month of May, what's your biggest question, issue or concern for the markets?
My biggest question, obviously the concern around the Ukraine and Russia is huge, and as well the food situation that's worsening globally is also huge. But from an investment and market point of view, my big question is, will the Fed maintain its courage in the face of a falling GDP number like we saw coming out last week from the US? Historically, the Fed has been very quick to cut back on any kind of rate hiking cycle as soon as it sees a pushback in terms of GDP numbers. And the number we got for the US GDP being down as much as it was and totally unexpected. I think it was less than 1 in 10 economists expecting a pullback. No one is expecting a pullback as strong as that anyway. If the Fed is going to hold up to that kind of rate hiking cycle it had been talking about before.
Yeah. And on that, I mean, we have seen those fears filtering through to the markets. And of course, it's quite clear that the direction when it comes to monetary policy is tightening and normalization. So we talk about the Fed's balancing act where they have to cool down inflation by raising interest rates. But with that, they're slowing the economy, but trying not to slow it down too much to the point where it actually triggers a recession. So do you think it will be tough to avoid a hard landing?
I think, look at the last quarter. We already had the first negative quarter. We just need one more and we have a recession. I mean, so it's already very much on the cards. According to Larry Summers, who's been very, accurate in this current cycle, it's virtually impossible for the Fed to avoid a hard landing. And the stat he uses, I think it's since 1955. So we're talking about the last 70 years. Every single time we had a quarter in which unemployment was below 4% and inflation was above 4%, within 2 years you had a recession. And inflation right now in the U.S. is closer to 8%. So he is anticipating quite a significant chance of a recession. I think that's quite reasonable as well. I mean, the Fed doesn't have a very fine control of the U.S. economy. And, if they want to really cut back on this inflation rate like we're seeing right now, avoiding a recession is going to be very difficult.
Well, that's the thing. Also, I mean, do you think we could get then to a point of a 75 basis point hike if they're trying to get us to a soft landing?
Yeah, I don't know. My particular belief is look at the Volcker, recessions of the early 80s, which was the last time the U.S. had to go out and cut growth rates by raising interest rates to fight inflation. He had two recessions. He didn't have one, he had two. The reason, because the first one wasn't strong enough to really cut back on inflation. And my fear is, if you look at what this current Fed is, it's by reputation. I mean, I can't really speak to the hearts of the people involved, but it does seem that, the current, incarnation of the Fed is a bit more, not as strong-willed as Volcker was back in the day. And if they were to see a recession like the first recession that the U.S. saw back in the early 80s, I don't know if they'd be willing to carry on this particular policy, at least until they saw inflation really get massively out of control again, so, beyond, I think, even 8%. So I don't know if the Fed's going to be able to hold courage and keep up on the cycle, especially if they start to see, negative growth rates like we saw in the last quarter.
Yeah. Let's move on to company news that came out today out of the JSE. Combined Motor Holdings really coming in with solid results. Headline earnings per share up 117%. It's quite a good signal considering that the operating environment has been rather challenging with supply chain constraints, chip shortages and all of that. What are you making of the performance of CMH and also just their ability to keep the momentum going?
Yeah, look, I mean, it's obviously a very good set of numbers here coming out. And it's a very challenging environment. Not only do we have ship shortages and we have the global situation as bad as it is, we have to understand that in Africa, we are seeing, particular issues on our own that are, unique. For instance, the flooding in KZN, the Durban port is the major port for this kind of thing, imports and stuff that would affect a company like CMH. And so, yeah, I do think it's going to be a tough going forward from here. And as well as the fact, we are seeing rising interest rates globally and locally as we're going to have to follow the U.S. And we are seeing inflation numbers as bad as they are likely to be, though we are likely to see petrol prices kind of come down in the next, in Wednesday. I do think that these consumer is going to be under pressure. You know, rising interest rates make it very difficult to buy a vehicle, so most people are buying a vehicle on you know, on credit.
Mm. All right, before we move on to your stock pick, just one more on the company news front. Moody's coming in and upgrading Sibanye-Stillwater's credit rating, moving them to Ba2 with a positive outlook, although still below investment grade. What do you make of these dynamics?
Look, I mean, it does show some confidence in the company. They are saying that their capital discipline has been very good, which shows that they think that their management has been disciplined what they're handling. But I think when it comes to these commodity companies, they more depend on the market than on their own actions. Generally, I have found that commodity companies are very well run. There are very few of them that have, you know, really disastrous management or disastrous, you know, strategic moves involved in them, even though they do sometimes hedge themselves incorrectly. But more often it's about the price of the commodity. And I think in this case, the price of the commodity is supporting the company and helping it make its credit rating look a bit better.
Mm. All right. And lastly, Viv, your stock pick for today?
It's Amazon. Amazon has dropped, like you talked about, a bad April. I think it's dropped over 25% in April. I think at the moment, this is a company that's, you know, cheaper than it was about a month ago, but by a large margin. There was some bad news coming out. For instance, the retail sales dropped by, I think, about 3% year on year. Because, I mean, you're coming off the peak of the lockdowns where everybody had to buy online, and now people are going to buy in the shops again. But their cloud business is doing spectacularly well despite competition from Microsoft and Google. And that's the biggest part of their profitability. And I think Amazon is going to be a monopolistic operator in this space for decades to come. So use this dip as a chance to buy into a company that's going to be much higher in the future.
Right. Well, thank you very much for your insights, Viv. That was Viv Govender from Rand Swiss Offshore.